adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim and Kolu finally discover the last big secret in connection with J7's plot to destroy the Panama Canal, a huge torpedo, large enough for 100 cases of high explosives and capable of tremendous speed. Meanwhile, Jim sends Kolu back to the plantation house with a message for Kitty, as he remains to hear a very important conversation between Doc Beard and an old acquaintance of Doc's from the States named Red Johnson. Some falling rocks betray Jungle Jim's presence to Doc and Red, who shoot at Jim, but for the moment, he gets away. Kolu arrived at the house with Jim's message for Kitty just in time to discover that Pedro and the guard, who were so well tied up in a closet, have both escaped. But an immediate search reveals Pedro in one of the second floor rooms.
Hey, you come out, Pedro. Kolu no want hurt you.
You come get Pedro, yellow Indian. You're no afraid of Pedro. Yes!
Careful, Kolu. That renegade is probably dangerous now.
Don't worry, missy. Kolu take care. Make sure this be last time Pedro bother us anymore.
Oh, if I could only get this old gun free.
No, missy. It not good idea. Make too much noise. Maybe Doc Beard hear it. Maybe guard here. Don't use gun, missy.
All right. Maybe noisy, but it's efficient. Then we won't have to tie him up, Kolu?
Please, missy. Kolu fix nice. No have more trouble. Missy, wait right here. See, missy? Kolu no have to even tie him up now. He sleep like baby.
He doesn't look like one. He's ugly even in repose. Well, I suppose we should tie him up again, Kolu, just in case.
Yes, missy. This time might take a long time to tie up. Be very careful.
Maybe we'd better hide him outside the house. Never can tell who may be nosing around in closets. We're on enough thin ice right now without causing Jim more trouble if Beard finds his pet has been mishandled.
Kolu no good place, missy. Be on edge of beach. Small bank overhang sand by big rock, one with black stripe.
I think I know the place, Kolu. Just west of the boat landing.
You are right, missy. What hard head this fellow have. No sign left of where you hit with rock only 2 hours ago. All he got is a little bump I just give. Hard head. Well, all right now, missy. All tie up. He no get away. You help get Pedro and Kolu back.
How's that, Kolu?
Fine, missy. You go first. Give big look, see. Then Kolu come. We got to hide this Pedro.
Come on, Kolu. Not a soul in sight.
We come, missy. This Pedro be heavy.
Want to rest a moment, Kolu?
No, missy St. John. Kolu be glad to carry all night long. This way we know where he is.
I wish we could dump him in the lake.
We wake him up too soon.
Too bad those guards shot that shark. It was probably the only one in the lake.
Shark no eat Pedro, missy. Kolu think he taste bad even to shark. What time it be, missy?
2:02.
We got to get back to house. Time for signal, missy.
Maybe when we get back, Jim will have returned. We won't have to signal Colonel Barrett's men after all.
Maybe. We see.
You don't sound very enthusiastic. Why, Kolu?
I not know, missy. Here. Good place put Pedro.
There you. There you stay. See if you can chew your way out of that.
No one chew these ropes this time, missy. Kolu put plenty red pepper on.
Well, Kolu, it's time for the signal. Come on.
Yeah. We go.
Kolu, why did you say Jungle Jim would not be here?
Not say, Missy. Only think.
What do you mean, Kolu?
Kolu, have feeling, Missy.
Do you know something about Jim that you haven't told, Kolu?
No, no, Missy. Only have feeling. Not be good. You make signal, Missy.
In the meantime, the patrol of Colonel Barrett's guards has kept its unceasing vigilance. Day and night, the plantation of Doc Beard has been under constant watch, waiting for the signal to close in on the gang of cutthroats and saboteurs.
Patrol 10. Patrol 10, come in. Headquarters calling.
Patrol 10 reporting. Come in, headquarters.
Patrol 10. Patrol 10, proceed to east terminus of your patrol. Anchor about 20 feet from shore. You're only a few minutes' run from Beard's Landing. Watch carefully for signal. We have reason to believe it will come tonight. That is all. Any questions?
No question. Patrol 10 will proceed as ordered. Well, Chief Engineer, didn't you hear it? Proceed to the east terminus of your patrol. Turn around and get going, Lunkhead, or we'll never get there.
Orders is orders. We were going west when that order came in. It didn't say stop and change direction, did it?
Well, no, it didn't.
So I'm going to the west terminus first, then turn around and proceed to the east terminus, like we've been doing for a year, it seems to me.
Why are you so hard to get along with?
Because I'm in the intelligence department on a special detail. Of all that dang-doodle nonsense, sitting around waiting for something to happen. I'd rather be on KP detail.
Such as peeling potatoes?
Yeah, just that, peeling potatoes. There ain't no east and west terminus on a potato. You just start in one end and keep peeling till it's finished. Now, if the intelligence department took over that job, you'd peel from right to left, and then from left to right, and then from right to left, and then through the middle till you cut a finger off. Then they'd call you on short wave to tell you to proceed as ordered. Nuts. I just want to be a soldier.
Yeah, very nice philosophy, Don, but throttle down and get ready to drop the hook. Is here now placed as the eastern terminus of Patrol 10.
Holy mackerel, so soon?
Sure. You was talking about potatoes for half an hour.
Okay, here she goes. Yeah, got a good bite. Tie it off. That's enough slack.
Hey, listen.
Huh?
Who's that? Sound like one of our patrol boats.
Yeah, and he's in a hurry, all right.
Ahoy there! Who are you?
Section B, Patrol 10. Are you acting Sergeant Huff?
You ain't no acting sergeant. You just acting up.
Never mind.
This is Sergeant Huff speaking.
Corporal Gibney with an armed detail of 10 men subject to your command, sir, by orders of Colonel Barrett.
Very well. Draw up. We'll throw you a line. Our hook's down. We're to wait here for further orders.
Right, sir. When do you expect anything to happen?
Don't know. Soon, I expect. And when it does, I reckon you'll enjoy it as much as any of us.
There's another detail on land. We're going to come through the bush just as we make a landing.
Uh-huh. Either of you fellas got a pinochle deck?
Yeah. That's one thing you're not going to need for a while, fella. Dave.
Huh?
Dave, there's a signal. That's lights flashing. One. Two. Three.
Yeah.
Start your motor, you fellas, and follow us. Full speed ahead, Dave.
Jungle Jim did not return to Kitty in time, so the signal was flashed to the guards, who now are rushing in on the Beard plantation from both the lake and the bush. Doc Beard is talking to Red Johnson in his workshop as Jungle Jim wanders alone through the maze of tunnels between the cave and the plantation house.
Yeah, Doc. Quite a layout, quite a place.
Yes, Red. This represents a great deal of effort on the part of the organization. And we're too near success to let that whippersnapper Jungle Jim interfere now.
Has that guy been giving you trouble, Doc? Why, I'd be glad to sort of investigate him for you.
These jungle trails and tunnels are not city streets, Red. And this Jungle Jim Bradley is as slippery as an eel in a barrel of oil. Why, I've had him just within my grasp not once, but a half a dozen times. And I must admit, Red, he's gotten away every time but this once.
What do you mean, this once? He's away as clean as if he were in Panama City.
Yes, that's what you think. And that's what I want him to think. But I know exactly where he is.
Yeah, so do I. He's in the canal zone.
Don't be funny, Red. He's right here in the tunnel and its side passages.
So are we, but he seemed to walk right through a wall when we chased him. That is, if we chased anybody. Maybe we was hearing things, Doc.
No. That was an intruder. And I'm sure it was Jungle Jim.
Well, where did he go?
Come here, Red. You see this control board?
What's all the pretty lights for? Looks like a toy railroad. Now, you ain't playing with trains, are you, Doc?
Red, your ignorance is almost invincible. Those signals are connected to alarm circuits all through the tunnel systems.
Yeah, I don't get it, Doc.
Didn't you ever hear of black light?
No, I'll bite, Doc. What do you do with it?
It's infrared. Heat rays. The same as light, only you can't see it.
Oh, I know, Doc. Like X-rays. You can't see those.
Exactly. Yes. Now we're getting somewhere. Well, beams of infrared now cross every tunnel passage and intersection. So anyone walking through will interrupt the beam, break the circuit. And it will show up on the control board here.
And a guy don't know nothing about it, huh? He can't even see it. Now, that's pretty clever, Doc.
Yes. It's the newest idea in burglar alarms.
Hey, look, Doc, I don't want to change the subject, but what about the idea I came down to see you about, that torpedo control gag? Are you ready to do business yet?
Oh, that control device. Yes, Red, that's very interesting, but a little expensive.
Well, look now, Doc, on account of us knowing each other so well, I'll come down a little if you're not trying to be a hog.
Well, let me see, Red. I'll give you...
That's the second time that light went on.
What light?
That one right there. Look, there's another one.
Yes. Yes, just as I thought. He was smart till I really went to work on him. I've trapped him, Red, single-handed. Mm. No bushwhacker like Jungle Jim will continue to cross me and get away with us.
Now, there's another light. Where's he now, Doc?
Let's see. Yes. He's right down a blind alley. Come on, Red. Only a few feet down this next turn. Now, quiet.
All right.
Yes. One false move, Jungle Jim Bradley, and you're dead.
How can Jungle Jim escape? He's trapped in a blind pocket of Beard's tunnel system. Can Colonel Barrett's guard, summoned by Kitty, arrive in time to rescue Jim and prevent J7 from carrying out his plans to blow up the Gatton Dam? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.